This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a new law that makes changes to certain criminal records.
This bill is about second chances for those who have made mistakes in the past.
Senate Bill 1 was pre-filed in December, heard by the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee on January 28th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on May 2nd, sent to the executive branch on May 14th, and signed into law on July 9th. Sponsor, Senator Shalom Kiki Curls of Kansas City, says the measure adds to existing law.
Stealing, forgery, property damage, fraudulent use of a credit device or debit device, defrauding secured creditors, mortgage fraud.
She adds there had been consideration given to changing the petitioning for expungement rules.
Those petitioning are only allowed a maximum of one felony offense, or up to two misdemeanors or municipal offenses can be expunged, of course, per petitioner. The petition can only occur 7 years after the disposition of the felony, or 3 years from disposition of a misdemeanor or municipal violation.
Senator Curls also says qualifying records can be removed once debts are paid and/or time is served.
If the courts determine that the person has met all the necessary criteria, the courts will enter into an order of expungement. The violations expunged will be confidential and only available to the parties by order of the court for good cause.
During the committee hearing on Senate Bill 1, Senator Ed Emery of Lamar mentioned his concerns about the proposal.
It gives me some concern that instead of addressing the fact that we're beginning to lose more and more respect for the law, we're just simply trying to change the standards so that those people do not have to be subject to all of the restrictions that formerly they were restricted to.
Committee Chair Senator Tony Lukemeyer of Parkville wants to establish what an expungible offense is.
People who have not committed sex crimes, people who, you know, are not using a weapon whenever they commit the crime. I'd like to see some working definition where we can just lay a definition on the legislation that says these are the types of things that are expungible and then everything else is not.
Senator Bill White of Joplin was curious about wording in the original bill that related to civil disorder.
If the person who commits promoting civil disorder in the first degree, the person who they've taught to make the bomb is successful, then they're no longer just facing that charge. They're going to be facing murder, accessory to murder, whatever.
That section is not in the final version of the bill. The offenses that will be added are first-degree property damage, stealing, possession of a forging instrumentality, and fraudulent use of a credit device or a debit device. Senate Bill 1 will become law on August 28th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.